G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 6. Love for Neighbours. One must behave affectionately towards one's neighbours, not showing even a hint of offence. When we turn away from a person or offend them, it is as if a rock settles on our heart. One must try to cheer the spirit of an embarrassed or dejected person with words of love. When you see somebody sinning, cover them, as counseled by Saint Isaac the Syrian. Stretch out your vestment over the sinner and cover them. In our relations with our neighbours, we must be equally pure towards everyone in word as well as in thought, otherwise we will make our life useless. We must love others no less than ourselves, in accordance with the law of the Lord. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. Luke 10 verse 27. But not so much that our love for others, by extending past the boundaries of moderation, diverts us from fulfilling the first and main law of love towards God. As our Lord Jesus Christ himself taught, "He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Matthew 10, verse 37.
Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers. www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.
Part 7. Mercy. It is necessary to be merciful to those wretched and wandering. The great light-givers and fathers of the Church took great care concerning this. In relation to this virtue, we must try by all means to fulfil the following law of God. Be merciful as your Father also is merciful, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Luke 6 verse 36, Matthew 9 verse 13. The wise person heeds these saving words, but the foolish do not heed them. For this reason, the reward is also different, as is said, "He who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully." 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. The example of Peter the bread-giver, who, for a piece of bread given to a beggar, received forgiveness for all his sins, as was revealed to him in a vision, may prompt us to be merciful to our neighbours. Giving alms to those in need must be done with a spiritually kind disposition, in agreement with the teachings of Saint Isaac the Syrian. If you give anything to him who asks, may the joy of your face precede your alms and comfort his sorrow with kind words.